This is the SML Podcast.
Oh my God, I got coin walls. I can't stop it. Don't look at me like that. Coin Dozer's my jam.
So eat a dick.
I'm going to see how long
Joe will play Coin Dozer.
Yeah.
Told you, we're going to start the show with me playing Coin Dozer.
I love it, because he...
Fuck you. I'll do what I want. You don't know me. So, since Tim's not doing it, what's up, everyone? I'm Joe.
Hold on a sec. What's up, everybody? I'm Tim.
I'm Chris.
I'm Joe, and this is the SML Podcast.
What episode?
32.
Somebody's keeping track.
Fuck yeah.
I'm not.
I was.
It's because we apparently had audio glitches on the last episode.
I was at episode one.
Okay.
I kept track at episode one.
But we're blaming you for the audio glitches because...
Me?
You are...
I honestly didn't go back to listen to it.
You are Captain Fidgety, and you fucked with the mic
last week. I was much more tired than I am this week.
Well, I to be completely honest with you, like I said, I didn't go back and listen to see what happened.
Anyway,
it could have been when I bounced it down, but whatever.
Nobody cares. This isn't the audio podcast.
You know what? It is now.
This is the gaming podcast.
From now on. Nobody listens because Zach emailed us and told us.
Anyway, biggest news this week, Diablo.
Yay! I love when there's Diablo news because I get to talk.
You saw the news, right?
Of course. I knew about it as soon as it got posted.
Biggest news of the week for Huber, actually. I should clarify.
Biggest news of the year for Huber.
To be completely honest with you...
Let's not steal his thunder. Chris, what's the Diablo news?
They will be shutting down the auction house for the PC version in March of 2014.
What day?
I don't know the day.
You gotta know this.
I don't know, like the
March
14th? 18th? Okay.
My birthday.
They're doing it on your birthday? Yeah. That's hysterical.
Yeah, this is the biggest news. This is bigger than Grand Theft Auto coming out this week.
Grand Theft what?
Grand Theft Diablo.
Why would you even talk about Grand Theft Auto? The biggest release this week, obviously, was the Wonderful 101.
Did that come out this week?
Yeah, Sunday.
Oh, Nintendo.
So cute.
It came out on Sunday, so people bought it before Grand Theft Auto.
People bought it before Grand Theft Auto. The three people who have a Wii U. And then Grand Theft Auto
Diablo
came out. Then Diablo happened and everybody shit their pants. Then Grand Theft Auto happened and everybody who was playing anything else stopped.
Because technically Grand Theft Auto came out before they announced this from Diablo. Because we were at the midnight release.
That's right. It was.
Yep. It was on Tuesday that it got announced.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
Huh.
You're asking me? Man. Really? Really? Come on now.
Man. Anyway.
So the auction house is being closed down in March of 2014.
One of the biggest problems with Diablo is being closed down.
Yeah, which is great.
I might actually play the game again.
I'm going to be playing it a lot more.
Because I'll definitely play the expansion now, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll, you know, stick with it and play it a little bit more. Because I was actually talking about this when we were at the midnight release for Grand Theft Auto. We were talking with a bunch of people in line, which, I'm terrible with names, and I apologize, but...
Did we get their names?
Was it Satan?
They did tell us our names, and I can't remember them for the life of me.
They did tell us our names, he says.
Their names.
I thought you said our. So
their names.
No, there were a cool group of people up at the
writers, listeners... Whatever you are,
but no, they
didn't tell us.
They were nice enough to actually. We walked over to Walmart and because it's pretty much right there, and they were giving out some posters and stuff when we weren't there, and they held on to two for us. They held on to two for us personally, and then we got two more. I think
because they had thousands of posters to unload.
Yeah,
at Walmart.
No,
at GameStop.
Oh, wow. We ran out of ours, like...
Oh, dude, everybody... they had, like, boxes and boxes of them, so...
They just kept coming out, like, who needs posters?
Yeah, so we've got a poster that we're probably going to send out to a random listener. We didn't figure out how we're going to do that yet, but...
No. Email us for next week. First person who emails us gets a poster.
Email us at chrishuber.com.
So well, in four episodes, anyway. You get an email.
Yeah, exactly.
No, don't email us at chrishuber.com.
No, no. Anyway.
That's blademode.com.
Yeah, so I was talking to...
www.blademode.com.
I was talking to...
KyleGatto.com.
I was talking to some people in line at the midnight release, and, you know, they asked me, because they were trying to figure out, like, you know, our level of professionalism, I think, which, you know, obviously is not high.
Our level of what?
Professionalism.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, what does that word
mean? It's when you're professional.
Leon the professional?
Yeah, yeah. So that, but anyway,
means,
so they were...
Oh, he means that we're French, like Jean Reno.
Oh.
Right.
We.
So they were asking what I thought the main...
We.
Joe, you're an annoying motherfucker.
I know. The main issue with Diablo and what I liked from the console version in comparison to the PC version, and I said the auction house. Like, the fact that there was not an auction house on the console version made me want to play it that much more.
Find the episode where he said this so that we can prove him if he's correct or wrong. The winner wins Pikmin stickers.
I said in the line at the Grand Theft Auto release.
Oh, I thought you said this when we were talking about Diablo a while back.
This whole story is about us talking to people at GameStop.
Yeah. I'm not listening anymore.
Right. Well, not to mention the fact that...
Just mute him. Mute him. He's gone.
This is the Joe and Chris podcast.
I seriously thought we did talk about this, though, like, a few podcasts ago. Because we talk about Diablo pretty much every... This is pretty much the
We talked about it last week because I did my review.
And we talked about it not too long back
before when it got released.
No, not when it got released, when they were doing a bunch of the big patches. And we were talking, you and I were talking about it because I didn't like Diablo anymore. And you were talking about why it's still really good and why it's getting better.
Well, that's the thing. And they are developing it and doing a lot of work to make it better. And I think this is, there are a lot of people that are angry about it. But to be completely honest with you, like, this is the best step for the game to develop.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been a detractor of it. And I think that it's a lot. It's the best step they could have made.
Yes.
Is getting rid of it. Because you were showing me at the house the other week.
How much I was messing around with. Oh, yeah.
The drops are just so much more interesting on the console version.
Yeah.
Well, and they're going to get that much better. Like,
exactly. That's what I'm getting at, is they're better on the console version because there is no auction house.
Yeah.
And there is no need to change the rates in a way that's going to favor people looking for them on the auction house.
Well, not to mention the fact that when you have it so readily available, the market is just going to plummet. Like, if you have such a high supply of everything that you need to get really good gear, then, you know, the demand is so low that the price is extremely cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So that honestly is just like, you could go on the auction house and get you can get top tier, best in slot items for no problem. As long as you have the gold to take care of it, it's there. It's available to you.
The gold or the real money.
Either or. But the thing is, the way it's going to be now is the best in slot items and stuff like that, you're going to have to find on your own or trade, which the trading system makes a much more genuine market.
Well, it brings
market.
Us back to Diablo 2.
Exactly.
Where Stone of Jordans were the currency.
Exactly.
And which was awesome. But,
which I it's going to get back to that. And
yeah.
And that's what Diablo 3 needs.
Exactly.
It needs that sense of, because it'll bring back a better community, because the community will be more supportive
community.
Of trying to get certain items, you know, readily available for people that want them.
Community.
So
anyway, onto the big news, the actual big news. Grand Theft Auto came out.
Mm-hmm.
$800 million in one day.
Yeah.
Huber
Insane.
So far. Yeah. Huber so far is the furthest into it.
Yes, so, I am. I just unlocked.
So keep talking like you do. Tell us more. There are fingers, two of them being waved. But it looks really weird because I can only see the tips of the fingers behind the laptop. They look like they're floating.
Yes.
yeah, so what do you think of it so far? How many hours in are you?
How many hours?
How many inches ever? Deep are you?
Well, I played it for the majority of yesterday. So I'm going to say I'm at least... I want to say I'm about 5 or 6 hours at least, like, of actual gameplay time.
Yeah.
At the very, very least. No, it's, you know what?
You've
got to
be more than, because I've
no, I'm definitely more than
about
that.
5 hours in.
Let me think. I think I booted it.
Story-wise, I'm still near the beginning.
For those of you that, have played it, Joe, you just got past the part where you meet Franklin as Michael.
Yeah, and I drove into the store.
No,
and
you meet Michael as Franklin.
Yeah. And drove you drive into through the store window. And beat the shit out of Simeon and lost my job.
He's got 5 hours into it.
Because I
Well, yeah, but he did some exploration. Explore. I did no exploration whatsoever. Like
a path that goes up and then over and then up and then I died. So there's a spot up here that's down and then over.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I did sheerly missions.
Shirley Temples.
Missions and like the
stripper. You did fuck a stripper.
Let me think here. What are they called? The
Freaks and Strangers?
Freaks and Strangers. Yeah. I did all of the missions with Franklin all the way up until there are no more available and you have to play as Michael. Then I went all the way through Michael's up until you have to play as
Magical Trevor.
As Trevor, yes. Magical and then now Trevor. I have it so that you can actually switch between all three.
Nice. And yeah, I could only switch between the two right now. But you did the paparazzi mission.
Yes, I did those.
With Poppy Montgomery. Oh my God. Have you done that mission?
No, it's fantastic. I've been doing just straight story. I've been trying to... My goal, which I don't know if it's accomplishable like this, but I wanted to play through the majority of the game as Michael and then do another playthrough as the majority.
No. You have to switch between them.
Okay.
They're all intertwined.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I played all the way to Franklin as I could, I had to switch over because there was no more missions available.
I gotcha.
So they become more available as you play, which is good because then you're not like stuck on one character and that like you do not have to do three playthroughs. Yeah. Like you will do at least from the, you know, from what I understand right now, and the impression that I'm having from playing through it, it seems as though you do not have to do three playthroughs and you will do all of the missions.
Damn,
as
I was
kind of
looking forward to three playthroughs, to be honest. TBH.
Well, then play three times.
Well, here's the thing, though. You will have to go through if you want to get like absolute completion.
Yeah.
You have to go through and do every single mission and gold them.
Oh my God!
Yeah, there is some
that's
of them
gonna be tricky.
There are certain parts of the mission that you have to do a certain way to get a goal.
So you like the game so far?
I do, and I tell you what, and I loved Vice City. I loved San Andreas. I completely skipped over 4 because I played a little bit of 4, and it really just the way that the cars drove.
The way the cars drove.
I could not play that game. I couldn't. It ruined the experience for me. So I didn't even bother with it. And from the first, you know, the first 10 to 20 minutes of this game, it felt like a GTA game again. Like this.
It felt like the next step.
Exactly.
It feels like the logical. It has its soul back.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Like they remembered, oh, wait, we're a video game.
Yeah. They got their head out of their ass. They realized people play GTA not just for, you know, super serious bro. Kill everyone. They play it to have fun.
Well, yeah.
Over-the-top missions, the black comedy.
So, what do you think so far, Joe?
I like it, but I still prefer Saints Row 4. It's just, like, I have no doubt in my mind that Grand Theft Auto is a bigger game. There's going to be a lot more to do, a lot more to see, but, like, I'm not a big fan of the driving controls yet. It feels way too loose right now.
It depends on the car.
I know. Plus, I'm still early in the game.
And he plays with inverted controls. What a weirdo.
What a weirdo.
You're a weirdo.
No, I can tell you with, you know, absolute sincerity that depending on the car that you have. Yeah.
But it drives feels completely like different. I'll just nudge the stick and I'm going in circles.
Well, that's because you're driving slow.
No, it's not when I'm driving. It's any time.
It's, well...
Well, no, you know what it is? He's spinning out. He's spinning the cars out and he's spinning in circles, which is... It depends on the handling of the car.
Yeah.
And I think that it feels loose now, but when you up your driving skill, they do get tighter.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the point why they're so loose right now, is they'll get tighter once you level up.
Well, not
it's
only
supposed
that,
to feel like you're getting better not, as you're actually getting better.
Right, and not only that, you know, if you don't like the way that the car handles, you can adjust that, but you have to put money into it. So yeah. That's why you're supposed to... I think it's... I think it's a very good thing to implement into the game, because then you have this little bit of a money sink that you're like, you know what? I'm really frustrated at the way that the cars drive. I'm going to work on that.
Well, it's also the thing that there's so many different games, and every game has different car handling physics.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to get used to it because I'm so used to other games and how they handle. Yeah, it'll take time, but I think my other big annoyance is how easily you die in this game.
But you know what?
Oh my God, how many hysterical deaths did I just have?
Oh, there were some hysterical deaths.
Oh my God.
I wish it wasn't to the point where a cop could one-shot kill you.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not consistent. And which I think is the best thing. Because essentially, you know, you can have a raid of cops on you. And you can get shot, a decent amount of times in the leg and the arm and the chest and whatever. But you can get one-shotted in the head, which I think makes it more interesting.
More realistic.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing that I think that you're missing that you might not have gotten a hang of yet or used that much of yet. But it uses Max Payne's shooting engine, basically. It's based off of that engine. And when you start learning how to, once you start realizing that you can take cover on everything and start really getting used to gunfights, the trade-off of dying quicker is that you have a lot more control in shooting and getting in shootouts in this game than you have ever had in
a Well, and that's the thing. It's a little bit more skill-based, yeah, which is good, because before, Grand Theft Auto was just, how many bullets do you have? Okay, you could probably last for this long. Like, yeah, there really is, you know, a level of gameplay that, you know, you have to be adept to. Like, you have to be able to know, okay.
Well, I think Joe's like, pretty adept to it, but I just don't, I think the mechanics of the shooting in this one is something he doesn't, because you didn't play Max Payne, right?
No.
Well, yeah, I didn't either.
I think that once you get used to those mechanics, you're going to have a lot more fun with the actual shooting mechanics.
It just feels like,
I hate the dot. I really wish there was a little bit larger of a thing to show where your fucking crosshair was. That's the one. I don't even bother with it
because I just keep re-aiming and it auto-locks.
The auto lock-on is insane in this game.
I haven't even bothered. I would much rather actually aim myself.
Just, you can basically quickscope people where you just...
That's not interesting to me, though.
It's interesting to me because that's how it would be if I had a mouse and keyboard. It would be boom! Headshot.
I guess it kind of makes up for how easily you could die is how much they help you with killing things and aiming.
They do help you a lot with the aiming.
Yeah. Like, it's insane how much the auto lock-on is in this game. So I was like, you could be in a shootout with police in a room and just trigger, 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 and the room is cleared.
So something I wanted to bring up about this game, too, is, of course, it's got a lot of mature sexual content and violence and all that stuff. And all the reviews I've been reading... Now, mind you, I've skimmed a lot of reviews because I don't want to get spoiled, but this game's getting incredible scores, and it's definitely worth that, because the game is fucking incredible so far. It's amazing how much depth there is to it. What?
You're not even close to the mic.
How? I'm sitting... Dude, this is the same length from when we tested the mic.
You're, like, back here.
Yeah. I'm an inch further back. If this mic cannot pick me up an inch further back, you need to turn it up. Because that's fucking retarded.
Well, the problem is you'll be like back here, and then you'll be up here.
No, I'm only doing that when I'm not talking, and I've been aware of that the whole time because you guys have been complaining about it.
I'm supposed to pause, continue.
So, the game has a lot of mature content in it, which has been...
Derail.
Everybody expects it from a Grand Theft Auto game. You know, so I haven't seen any complaints about the level of titties and...
They did up the fucking, oh my god!
Kyle says he's gonna hook you up with 10 bucks in points.
Sweet, I'm gonna change my gamer tag.
Yeah, so there's
what's your new gamer tag gonna be?
Most likely SML Chris, if it's available.
SML Bogue.
Oh yeah,
they
maybe I don't want that then.
Another game that came out recently that had lots of violence and lots of mature content was Killer is Dead, which is a Suda 51 game, and a lot of people were upset about the gigolo missions in it, where women basically pick you up, and one of the things you do in it is you get to look at the women at the bars and things. You have to, basically, it's a first-person view, and you kind of peek over at them, and don't let people like catch you looking and things like that, which there was major, major complaints in nearly every review I read for Killer is Dead.
Because of how misogynistic it is for women who are picking up and paying you for you staring at them.
Yes. And now it was
in a Suda 51 game.
And people were complaining about this. They said it's misogynistic. It's not right. It really made me feel icky. And here we are playing Grand Theft Auto. We go to the strip club where you can have a girl who is actually topless rub up against you.
In a thong
while you play a mini game where you have to touch her but not let the bouncer see you while you're in a first-person view.
So you could build up a gauge high enough that you can fuck her.
Yeah, and now I can't believe the fact that you have reviewers all over the place blasting Suda 51 for doing something that isn't even as bad.
Yeah, you're just looking at a woman.
And in a bar, basically. And in Grand Theft Auto, it's just straight up not even a joke.
You do know how, double-sided people can be in general.
I know,
right?
And I'm calling it out.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. I just that was an interesting observation that I made of the reviews recently. Because I was really surprised that I didn't hear too much about, like, everybody's like, oh, it's Grand Theft Auto. Which, yes, it is. And, like, I watched them set up, I watched AJ back at the house set up a heist mission where you get to have all these different options.
I loved that so much. And I'm going to tell you right now, it has this Payday vibe to it, sort of, which is kind of interesting. So I'm really interested to see how that's going to work on the online thing. Because apparently you can delegate the same kind of stuff where it's like this person.
That's cool.
This person is the driver. This person's the gunman. This person's, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and see, that's what's amazing about this game, and that's why it deserves the high level of praise. But I just really find it funny that because it is this game, and it has all this stuff in it, that people aren't even paying attention to the things that would in any other title be called out as misogynistic.
Yeah. Well, because this is what they strive on. This is what this entire IP is built upon.
That's what the entire thing Suda 51 has built himself upon, too, is just crazy grindhouse, no limits, brutal video games, you know? I mean, those games are practically art because of just how violent and horrible they are.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Shadows of the Damned. They had a whole level where we just walked across the naked and partially lingerie clad.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, actually.
Giant floating image of your girlfriend you've been trying to save the whole game.
Yeah. Well, and
you have to, like, walk right across her boobs.
Yeah.
I gotta finish that game.
That game is so fucking good.
It's so good.
The ending is whatever, but the 99% of the rest of the game is unbelievably awesome.
It is really fantastic. Well, and not to mention the fact that, you know, your gun /
Johnson.
Yeah. Your gun / helper is Johnson. And then also when you get an upgrade, it upgrades to the big Johnson and shoots a hot load.
It's like, so that's funny. That's...
I also love that game has an achievement with the word fuck in it.
Does it really?
Yeah, big fucking gun.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
not
censored. It just says big fucking gun.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, good for them. I'm glad they got that passed.
Yeah, I'm like, I love that game. But I just thought that was really interesting. I'm really sad that Grand Theft Auto Online doesn't come out until next month, because I'm really looking forward to that. But I feel like it gives me time to play through the story.
I think that might be why they did it.
I got another theory. That's probably why.
I think that one of the reasons why they did it is they're building it separately for the reason of they're not going to have a version of Grand Theft Auto out on the next-gen consoles immediately, but they might pull a Metal Gear and release the online separate so that they can port that easier to the new systems and be like,
maybe,
hey, here's GTA Online. You can buy a bunch of downloadable stuff for it. You know, let's make some money off it that way.
Well, I mean, if you do look in, like, even the gun stores, in the ammunitions, there's spots for a lot of other guns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there's definitely going to be expansions DLC, the same way they've been doing it.
And when you're in there, it has an option for Xbox
Store. Yeah, it even says Xbox Store to go in.
They're probably, that's the running theory, is that they're going to have an Xbox and PS4, like, a la carte sort of online mode that you can get. before the full game comes out onto the Xbox One and PS4. Which I can see that, because they wouldn't have to go nuts redoing a lot of work.
Do you know? But how many people would be really pissed at the fact that they can't get? I mean, they would still have to port the
their Rockstar social account that you have to have will probably have all of your account info. So everything you do on the main systems will be connected to that. It has to be. It'll probably carry over your stats and character or whatever. So,
I suppose.
Yeah, there's no reason not to. I'm sure that they probably have that already well worked out. I mean, they did that with Max Payne and stuff. There's stuff that carries over from Max Payne into Grand Theft Auto V. You can make gangs.
Oh, the gangs. Yeah. Which that's going to be part of the multiplayer.
That's neat.
Yeah. I should look back into that.
Well, that from what I understand, it's supposed to work like... I don't know what the... was it 12 people? Or something like that in your
crew? I
think
it's 16 people online.
16, maybe? Like 12 or... I know it's in the teens, I believe.
Mm-hmm. 12 is not a teen. 12 teen.
Whatever. But from what I understand, I guess there's that many amount of people that you can have in your crew, and then the heist missions and other activities that you do boost up the experience for your crew, and then... I guess there's like a leaderboard ladder-esque type system for the crews.
That would be filled with hackers.
Well, right. Of course. And people with no lives, which... Yeah. Hi. Whatever. Hi.
Both of you.
No, I was so fucking busy today, it's not even funny.
With what? So, what were you doing? Tell us about your
day. I had a doctor's appointment to get the stitches out of my shoulder. And then I am apprenticing at a goldsmith.
I know, I'm so mad about that.
So
I'm like livid about that.
So
he's getting closer and closer to becoming an MMO NPC.
I really am. I really am. What's really funny is everybody keeps coming to me and they're like, so not only do you work with metal as a genre, but now you work with metal physically.
Wah, wah.
But it's true. I am a walking joke.
So, so is Kyle Gatto.
Blade mode. Blades are metal too. Yeah, I'm probably not going to play. I don't want to say I'm not going to. I don't know if I'm going to play GTA Online much.
You'll play it with us.
Yeah, you will.
With friends, I will.
Yeah,
but I've never been a fan of playing online games with randoms.
Dude, there is so. Well, yeah, but you. The thing is, from what I understand, the way that the online is set up is the online is set up essentially just how you would the story mode for your, because you have to play as a custom character.
Yeah,
you don't play as one of the three people from the story.
Can one of the voice actors be Nolan North?
I don't know, maybe. But essentially, so you're gonna have to go through and, you know, acquire
a town choir, a church choir.
Well, no, you'll have to acquire like your housing developments and mess around with the stock market and, you know, buy stores and all that kind of shit for your created character, as well as doing a lot of the heists and all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
To build up an influence for your custom character. So I'm kind of like, the thing that I'm worried about is if it's going to be a lot of that, I don't want to have to do it with the story mode and then have to do it with my custom character and essentially have to go through the game again.
I don't think you'll be going through the game again. I think it's...
I mean, obviously you'll be missing a lot of like...
There's still so much that we don't know about GTA Online.
Yeah, there is. It's purely speculation at this point. They really haven't released anything.
Kyle Gatto Online.
The only thing that they've released... The only thing that they've released is the stuff that has to do with the achievements. Correct?
I think so.
Which there are achievements that incorporate the online. Yes?
Yeah.
What are they? You have a phone?
Like level up stuff. Let me pull up the phone.
Yeah. Because I actually didn't take a look at this before, and we probably should have, but, you know, whatever. YOLO.
Yeah, talk while I'm looking this up so we don't just
I'm sorry. My throat's getting dry. I'm a little verklempt.
Oh my god. Let's see. We have complete the introduction, rank 25, rank 50, rank 100, Obtain first place in all competitive game types.
Easy.
Which, that's the stuff I'm not interested in.
Why?
Because I like co-op. I don't like competitive.
I don't even
know. What if we co-op you to win?
Right.
Well, it's like...
What if we all get in a race, right? And then Huber and I crash all the other cars, all the other players...
So that you can win.
So that you can win. What if we do a heist and we shoot all the other players so you can win?
See, now, if it's if it's team-based...
No. I'm saying, what if it's a race and only one person can win, Huber and I will enter the race.
Well, no, I think what he's trying to say is
off the road.
I think what he's trying to say is he likes to play support.
Yeah. Like,
so as team missions like that are competitive, he'll do that because it's like he can't solely be blamed on the loss.
Or no,
I mean, maybe he can, but I don't know.
Yeah, usually I am. But like games like Halo and Gears of War, I'll mostly play those online co-op.
Right.
Like, I'll do the story co-op. Very rarely will I do deathmatch. And if I do, it's team deathmatch. Because it's me and seven other people against eight people. Instead of me against 15 other people.
Okay. I can understand that. Some people just, you know...
Because I just don't like... solo competitive stuff. If it's team-based, okay, I'll try it. But I just don't like me against the world type of stuff. I'm not into it. I don't find it...
He's not into
it.
That's not for everybody.
Because, especially with shooters, I'm not that great at shooting. Like, I'm a
What are you good at? Because you don't like fighters. You don't...
I'm good at sleeping.
He likes RPGs.
I'm good at eating.
RPGs are completely one-person based.
Hi, kitty cat. Rubbing up against the mic.
Yeah, thank you, cat. You fuck.
By the way, if you follow my Facebook, this is the same asshole cat that I'm shaming all the time for like sleeping on the steps and on the toilet and on the stove.
And on the microphones.
And just being a dick.
Essentially.
So let's see. Obtain first place in all the competitive game types. Use custom vehicles to win 5 races. Complete all 10 waves of a survival. So that sounds like something
I'd enjoy. Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah, I'm big into horde mode stuff.
Horde mode.
Yes.
Horde mode.
Direct a driver to first place as a co-driver in rally mode.
That sounds awesome.
Oh, man.
That sounds so fucking cool.
I wanted that for RTS games for a long time.
How come they never did that in like any kind of like
rally game,
Forza or Dirt, or
probably someone will now. Probably one of the developers at like Dirt will be like, this is actually in the races. Why didn't we think of this?
Let's see. Survive for a day with a bounty on your head.
That's
kind of like awesome. In Red Dead where you have a bounty and you have to survive for so long.
Awesome.
Finish a gang attack without dying and kill at least 10 enemies. So I will never get that. Earn 30 platinum awards. Hold up all 20 stores.
That shouldn't be hard.
Participate in everything Los Santos has to offer. Throw a cat off of your lap 5 times.
I think I got that achievement.
No, you're up to 2.
Complete a job as a member of a crew. I like this one. Kill the thief that mugged you.
That's cool. Can I stab him?
Wait, and that's online?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm thinking you can mug other people. Either that or NPCs could mug you and then you have to murder them.
Well, no, I think from what I understand, from that like very first GTA Online thing, they showed like a shit ton of players just like wandering about the world.
Yeah.
So essentially, can't you just bump into some other person that's randomly... Like, I'm trying to think of the mechanic that they had for Skate 3. Because in Skate 3, there were random people that were online that would come across you. Like, if you're in, like, this little area of the map, they would randomly, like, show characters
there. It was the world, and it generated... It populated it with people from the online.
Yeah.
Like, just kind of like Dark Souls, where you would... There's our reference for this
Dark
week.
Souls.
Just kind of like Dark Souls, where if you summon somebody...
people at GameStop, if any of them are listening right now, they're like, oh my god, they do mention it every episode.
Yep.
if you...
By the way, Shatner.
If you pull somebody into your game or if somebody invades your game, it's random. About it at the end. You will just happen to be in that area. The ghosts that you see walking around and stuff that are other players, it just randomly will randomly populate. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm thinking that some of the Grand Theft Auto stuff will be is you don't choose a server and go in. It will be you enter the world
and then and, just, and it just randomly shit pulls going people. On.
Yeah. Maybe. And then the last two are Call for Gang Backup for the First Time. That's easy. And the last one is Own an Apartment, Garage, and an Insured Vehicle.
Oh, yeah, the American Dream. Yeah. Why are people trying to text me while I'm trying to podcast?
Why do you have your volume on during the podcast?
I didn't think.
See, that's even mine is at zero.
Yell into the mic. Did you just spike? Did you spike?
I didn't.
Knock that shit off.
No, I didn't.
Okay, you shouldn't yell into the mics. It's going to hurt our listeners' ears.
Fuck you.
Knock that shit off.
At least he's not banging a can on a table like
Why
you.
Why did you just bang the can on the table?
Because I'm what showing what you do.
No, I'm holding it. I'm hovering. Oh, I'm no, hover cannon.
No, you've tapped it.
Hovercraft.
And you're like banging your hand down on the table.
Hovercraft. Wow, thanks for that.
Did it just spike?
Fucking massive.
Anyway, so what else is going on other than GTA these days?
Nintendo has announced that they are going to be releasing the 5 games from Wii Sports.
Oh, free.
In HD.
No, not free.
Not free.
Mm. There's a free thing of it. I read this.
There's a free 1-day trial.
No, there's a way to get the games for free.
No,
seriously, there's a news story about it. Phone me. I'll look it up. Keep talking.
Wii Fit you can technically get for free.
Wii Fit's the one you can get for free. My bird.
Well, you,
there it is. There's the truth.
You can download the full game for free and use it for a month. And then after that, if you want to keep the full version of the game, you have to buy their Wii Fit meter, whatever the hell it is, for $20 in a store.
Okay, whatever. Keep going.
But Wii Sports, the original 5 games, they're going to release... Starting in November, it's going to be bowling and tennis, and then the other 3 games will follow later. Fully upgraded in HD, Wii Motion Plus support, and online.
Oh,
yeah, cool. That's where I was like, what?
You can make clubs and like compete against people in your club, or you can compete against rival clubs to rank up.
A rival?
Yes. A rival clubs. The games are going to be free for a day, and then after that, you can pay $2 for a day pass if you don't plan on playing it too often, or $10 for the game.
That's cool.
So all 5 games total will be $50.
The 20th is Wind Waker.
Yep.
We got the shipment in today at the GameStop, and the system bundles came in.
Nice.
Which are cool.
How big is the collector edition box?
Same as normal.
No, the collector's edition.
Not the system.
I didn't see the game. I didn't see the game yet.
All right. Because I know, like, a lot of people from the size of the promo boxes, they're wondering if the Ganon statue is going to have the plastic bubble over it. Because
I'll let you know as soon as I find out.
Yeah, in promo pictures, it looks like the European box is bigger than ours, and people think that we're not going to have the little plastic bubble in the images.
So my manager got a special version of this that's a Link figure.
Huh.
And she didn't want it, so I was like, me, grabby hands. So she said she'd give it to me, and now I want the Ganon statue, so I have both. But I can't get my hands on the Ganon statue. So
yeah.
I have to find a way to get one this weekend.
Word.
Somebody's not getting their pre-order.
Oh, are you guys sold out of pre-orders?
They stopped those mega quick. Wow. I didn't even know that it existed until it was over.
He found out about it, and then it was done.
And then I cried.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found out about it, and then I went to GameStop. I'm like, I want to pre-order this.
Like, why didn't you pre-order like 6 of them? What are you doing?
Because I'm not a hoarder.
No, that's
just a collector. I'm not a reseller either.
That's true.
You're not a moneymaker. You're not a businessman. Like a businessman.
I don't want to be that guy. Like, I hate people that do that, who get 10 of something. I hate people like you.
I hate you, Tim.
I'll tell you what, though. A lot of the times I've bought, 9 times out of 10 that I've bought more than one copy, first thing I do is I look at my friends and go, who didn't get one?
Yeah.
I do that all the time. That's very true. And yep. I'm like, who didn't get one? And more than that, I give it to them for fucking free.
Jeez.
I've done that lots of times. StarCraft, Diablo,
No, because I would have gotten Diablo.
I got people who couldn't afford a normal copy of Diablo. I got them a few copies of Diablo.
Yes, because I could not afford Diablo when it came out, and he got me Diablo.
I did get you Diablo. So
I know.
Don't complain.
Don't. Zoop, 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 zoop. Zoop, 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 zoop. Don't complain.
Is that a fucking bumblebee?
We're not playing the song again. Zoop, so.
Zoop, we should just. Zoop. We need to have a fucking like button to press that just plays it, just so we can have it.
I'm gonna make an A-Rival keychain.
An A-Rival soundboard.
Yeah,
that would be amazing.
But keychain version.
So speaking of A-Rival, he's in Japan right now.
What? What?
Damn.
He's in Japan performing this week for something involving TGS, apparently.
Wow.
Because TGS is happening, the Tokyo Game Show.
That's cool.
Interesting. That's huge. That's fucking awesome.
Very cool.
He already posted a Vine of himself brushing his teeth with a really adorable, cutesy anime character toothbrush.
Oh, God.
He's like, this is how you brush your teeth in Japan.
He finally accepted me on Facebook the other day.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Which I told him, I was like, oh, if you ever need someone for...
backup,
for live, for performances. You need a drummer, keyboarder, guitar.
Well, I got dibs bass on keyboarder first, so.
Yes, but I actually play.
Yeah, but I could learn how to play some loops.
Loop, 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 loop.
Let me, here's my audition.
No.
And then you go to the next one. And then you go to, then you go back to the first one. And then you go back to the next one.
I've seen you're a play. Fraud.
He plays with two iPads. He hits play, and then he just changes some things on the iPads up and down when he feels
that's DJ. That's DJ.
Yeah, that's his live performances.
Well.
And he sings.
Well, right.
The singing is the actual performance, other than him looking awesome, bobbing around.
Well, right, but if he wanted someone like to do live guitar, drums,
and his cutie pie fiance sings too.
Cutie pie
for life.
Cutie pie.
Kyle just texted me.
Wait, so another bit
hold
of
on,
news.
Hold on. He just said from Kyle Gatto.
He said he emailed me some codes.
So. Sweet.
That's not news.
And so, then I told him that we made fun of Blade Mode a few times already.
Hold on.
Since we mentioned Kyle.
Well, another bit of news.
Hold on. Kyle news.
Well, what's your news?
Sega.
Okay, well, hold on, because we're talking about Kyle now.
well, right here, say what it is that you want to talk about, and then we'll completely negate it anyway.
I didn't know if it was Nintendo related.
This is relevant to Kyle, actually.
Yeah, this is relevant to Kyle, and you guys just stop me, because...
Call him up. Call him up right now, and put him up to the mic.
No. But, he mentioned on Facebook that he wanted to get Final Fantasy 14, but he didn't know if he should or not because he likes having a life. I was like, dude, just get it. Why not have fun? And other people were like, do it. And he's like, oh, PS3 people telling me to get it.
Yes.
I was like, dude.
I love you, Kyle.
I was like,
Kyle.
I don't give a shit what platform you get it for because we can still play together. It's cross-platform. He's like, is it really? I didn't know that. I'm like, well, if you listen to our fucking podcast, you would know that we talked about it already, you dick.
Remember the podcast that some of your staff do?
Yeah, you know, that one that talks about stuff.
I told him that we made fun of Blade Mode. He said, you've made me feel absolutely awful about my name choices.
Yep.
How do I reply to that? Hashtag YOLO?
Hashtag YOLO swag.
So, well, with the Atlas thing.
Yes.
Sega.
I didn't say Atlas. I said Sega.
Sega bought Atlas.
There you go.
So, now, I remember when Sega put in a bid for Atlas, and I was like, oh, sweet, they got it. That seems like an obvious fit.
Yeah, pretty much does.
And it always did ever since I heard about the bid. So Kyle goes in, and he's like, wow, Sega just bought Atlas, as if he was surprised.
Yeah.
And I was like...
And you're like, dude, I
replied slowpoke.jpg.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you mean? It just happened like 15 minutes ago. And I'm like, I stand by my comment. And then I was like, later on, though, I'm like, no, look, I thought that this happened when they put the bid in, basically.
Yeah.
Because it just seemed like a sure thing.
Yeah, because I can't imagine anybody else that would actually be genuinely interested in Atlas.
Well, Kyle was dead set on Sony buying them.
Why?
Well, a lot of the big RPGs...
apparently a perfect fit.
A lot of the big RPGs that Atlas puts out...
I think
out
Sega makes more sense.
...goes out on Sony consoles.
Well, yeah, that's...
And they do very well on Sony consoles. That's so
great.
I can see
that's great and wonderful, but... What
it's
Sega
great and wonderful.
What Sega releases do well on PlayStation?
All the RPGs.
What RPGs?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Exactly. So
wait,
Sega is trying
to hold that thought.
Sega is trying to put their stake into a market that they don't necessarily have, you know, that much of an influence in yet. Which I mean, like they have it, like here and there.
Yeah.
But I think it's a genuinely good move.
Yeah, it seems like a perfect fit.
Yeah, I think they'll do really well with it. Hopefully, we will get a newer Doke pun. Maybe. I mean, there was one on the Wii, but maybe they'll put one on, like... Man, if they were to make one for, like, PlayStation, Xbox, like, all platforms, like the Wii U and shit like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be sick. That'd be really cool. Tim, I need your opinion. What are you doing?
Stand by your man. The microphone's not going to pick that up, Tim.
Not probably not.
He just sang Stand By Your Man.
Sort of.
So.
Only he did it to the tune of All By Myself.
Yeah, so
I'm not. He's drunk. Tim's drunk.
Or retarded. Legit retarded.
No, he's drunk. He's always drunk.
Okay, I found one. I thought it was this, but I had to make sure.
No one heard any of that.
Valkyria Chronicles does exceptionally well on PSP.
Because it's only on PSP.
Well, the first one wasn't. And then
we never got the third one.
I know,
so
which was sad.
The second one didn't do well enough.
Yakuza games do very well.
Tim. The point that I was trying to make...
Yakuza's not RPG.
Tim.
It's kind of...
Tim,
it's open world.
The point that I was trying to make was they have some
yes, they
things
have some
in the market, but they're not doing well in the PlayStation market. They need more.
Well,
so acquiring
Sega's not
Atlas
really doing well in any market, let's be honest.
They do great on the Wii.
I can see that. But the thing is, that's like saying my love life once did well.
And where was the last Dokapon game? The Wii.
The best version was on the Wii.
So...
Who made that, though?
Atlas.
Was that Atlas?
Yeah.
No, I can't remember.
That's why I was like, as soon as I heard about this, I'm like, Dokapon.
Well, did you hear the other news that one of the things they want Atlas to focus on now that they've acquired them?
Smartphone.
Dokapon iOS.
Oh my God, I'd shit my pants.
Could you imagine if we could send turns back and forth?
I would shit my pants and then clean it and then shit them again. But... Over the past, like, 2 days at the GTA release,
God
I actually decided to come up with my own invention so that I would be able to shit my pants and not destroy my pants
Is it
themselves.
Called a diaper?
It's called a shatheter.
Oh.
It's essentially a tube that you hook up to your rectum.
I think I figured out what it is.
Yeah. A shatheter. That's $1 million idea.
I don't know. I think
the name itself, which one of the guys in line at GTA came up with it, and it was fucking perfect.
I feel like the state of the two companies, though, I feel like Sony would do better with Atlas, just because Sony is trying to push more, just more titles, more quality titles. Yeah. And Nintendo's like, what can we do? Never mind, we're just not going to do anything.
What can we do?
What can we... Oh, what's redesigned to 3DS so it doesn't close and looks like a fucking end of an axe?
Listen, you make fun of it now.
I like it. I love weird handhelds. I love the Virtual Boy is one of my favorite systems because it was just wacky and crazy and fun.
You know the 2DS is going to sell like crazy.
Oh,
right?
2DS is going to print money and they're going to fucking roll around it. They're going to Scrooge McDuck.
So let them do that and let them make some money so that they can actually support the system that they launched a year or two ago.
The problem is that they're not going to support the Wii U the way that they should. Nintendo has.
No, I think they will.
Now that they realize
third parties don't give a shit about them.
I'll bet you a pizza that 1 year from now, the Wii U will not be doing much better than it is now. It'll probably be doing a little bit better, marginally, but it will not be doing anywhere near what any of us would want it to. I'll bet you a pizza.
What
One
do we
pizza.
Want it to do? Like, it's what not going
it
to be
do?
The Wii.
It's not going to be... I don't want it to be the Wii. I want it to be the fucking Super Nintendo. or I want it to be the Nintendo 64. I want games on it that are going to make me want to go out and buy the system.
There are games on it that make... Yeah. There are plenty of games on the Wii U that make me want to buy the Wii U right now.
Yeah, but what? What is absolutely a must-have?
Pikmin.
Pikmin, but the problem is with Pikmin is, once again, it's a fucking another sequel that they've done. It's not
so what if it's a sequel?
Wonderful 101. Nintendo Land. Nintendo Land is not a system seller. Wonderful 101.
Dude, maybe. I want a Wii U for Nintendo Land.
I know
Land.
You want it for Nintendo Land, but you know you're going to get bored of it once you beat all the little missions in it.
Earthbound,
I'd rather play on the Super Nintendo, and you know that. I've talked about this.
I don't know. I like the fact that they're save states. It's really helpful.
So I'll get a fucking emulator for it at that point.
And then you're not paying for it.
And then you're not paying
$300 for a cartridge.
I would rather pay $300 for a cartridge so I could look at Nintendo and be like, remember when you did cool things? Do you remember when you let third parties release interesting games?
It was
first party? I thought somebody else made it first party. Yeah, well, you remember when you released a box that had a strategy guide in it?
Yeah,
with scratch and sniff stickers?
You won't get the box for $300.
I know, but... What I'm saying is that I want to tell Nintendo.
It's a sign of the times. Hardly any games come out with actual, like, you know, detailed stuff like that because they do it in a guide so that they can make a couple extra dollars. Not that many people actually want it.
I'm absolutely aware of that.
Instead of wasting the resources.
No. People don't actually want it. Have you seen his house? Have you seen Joe's house?
Joe is the only person.
Joe is not the only person. You saw my PC game collection.
Joe is the only person that I... No.
Then you don't saw know my a lot PC of people. Game collection. You see, yeah, most gamers, man. That's why events like PAX exist. People go around, just look at the kids who trade for pins. Pin trading at PAX is so huge, it's ridiculous. People love swag. People love those extra things.
And not the Bieber definition of swag.
It's the reason why the times have changed is because the companies, the cost of creating a game has gotten so high that instead of trying to make better, more efficient games. They're just trying to like Grand Theft Auto costs some fucking crazy amount of money to make, which they made it back because it's a high quality game. But look at what Nintendo does. They just put out the same thing over and over and over again because they don't want to put the money into innovating and because they don't want to put the money into these things that the fans want. They'll just release a Zelda 3DS or something, which is great. I want that. Very limited, and I enjoy that. But that's it. That's all they do anymore. And it's not even, like, that 3DS was cool looking, but people have made better looking, like, the Majora's Mask one. Have you seen that online that people talk?
No.
Somebody made a mock-up of it. It's just a purple 3DS with the mask on it, but it's, like, just different shades of purple with the same outline on it. Oh, my God, it looks amazing. Like, I'd love Nintendo to take advantage of the fact that fans want things like this. I want cool collector's editions, but I don't want cool collector's editions with just fucking hokey statues. Except for the Zelda one. I want that one. I want ones that have things like art books in it. Like, I like what companies like Atlas and IS do, where they release these collector's editions that have art books in it. Like, amazing little things in it. Like what the original Earthbound thing did. Because to me, that's valuable. But
okay, well, even back then, Nintendo didn't do that.
But the thing is, they could be pushing more into... Like, they make so much fucking money off these games now. Why not give us... Why don't we see a Pokemon game that's something other than a rehash of a Pokemon game? Which they have gotten better, but they... God damn, I want an open world Pokemon game
because
by now.
Because they sell 900 million copies.
Now, think about it this way. 900 million copies, and those are the people who have played it. Some of those are the people that have played it most of their lives. Some of it are the people who are still young, who are the parents buy it for them because they know. But could you imagine all the kids like me and Huber? If they came out with like a Grand Theft Auto sized open world Pokemon game, we would buy it. If it was online.
Listen, I'm more than likely buying X or Y.
Yeah, exactly. Like if they put out something like this, if they made it like World of Warcraft and if they had a subscription on it or something, anything, like it wouldn't just be those people buying X and Y. It would be a much broader audience of the people who grew up with it and the people who are just growing up with it now. Because it would all of a sudden be this new thing that Nintendo's more worried about putting Mario in a cat suit than they are building an original Mario game anymore. The only times that they do build an original Mario game are like the Mario and Luigi series. That's it. That's the only the only line in their first party franchises that really gets original anymore.
What about the new Zelda DS game that's coming out?
See, that's a sequel. Did you know that?
Barely. It's in the same world. It's not a storyline sequel.
Yeah, well, none of the Zeldas are, but it's still the same type of thing.
Calling it a sequel is... It's not a sequel.
Hey, what, you could easily pull out the same Zelda. Last time I checked,
Grand Theft Auto is a sequel.
Yes, it is a sequel, but they're pushing it way beyond the boundaries of the last one.
Okay, they're still pushing boundaries of the Zelda games. It's still a sequel. They're not pushing it as far. They're not making an entirely new game out of it.
Let me bring this up, too. So another thing Nintendo's doing is they know that they can put out the 2DS, and it's... I don't want to say it's a cash grab. They know that there's a market of people that want these 2D things, but here's the fracture of their focus, right? They're releasing a 2D-only version of their 3D handheld right around literally the same exact time as their biggest game, the new Zelda for the 3DS, is coming out, that you pretty much need to have the 3D for. If you do not have the 3D for it, you're barely going to be able to play it. Because you look at it top down, and the big gimmick in it is that the dungeons are height based off of the 3D. So you're literally going to walk into walls and stuff, and you're going to realize, oh, I can't walk to that. That's on another physical plane. I played it at PAX, and it's the whole gimmick to the 3D is that it is vertically 3D, and you're looking top down. So it's going to be really awkward without the 3D because you're not going to have the depth that it's built for. So if you really want a 2DS and you're thinking, oh man, the Zelda's coming out. I really want that Zelda game for my 3DS. I really like the 2DS because I don't like the 3D thing. I think it's a gimmick. It hurts my eyes, blah, 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 blah. You go out and get that and that, and then all of a sudden you're like, this game fucking sucks. This game does not, you know, why did they make this view like this? It doesn't make any sense. There's going to be people that I guarantee you that's going to happen to. It's just Nintendo has a very bizarre mindset about these things. They want to do their own thing, and I love the idea behind the Wii U. I really think that they gimped the hardware way beyond what it should have.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't gimp the hardware on it, if they called it the Super Wii, and they came out with the system with specs that are not necessarily on par with the Xbox One and PS4, but something faster than current gen at least, and they had companies making games for it, those would be the best of the cross-platform, hands down. Like, the Deus Ex they're coming out for it is fucking awesome.
What if... Now, riddle me this.
Batman.
What if... Stop that. What if the Wii U is essentially the Super Wii, and you don't know?
That's not what I mean. I'm saying if they...
But no, what if it is?
They should have called it the Super Wii.
It doesn't matter what the name is.
Are you fucking kidding me? Do you know what marketing is?
Hear me out. Do you know that they don't know how to fucking market their
exactly
stuff?
Part of the problem. They need but to...
It's besides the point.
When they called... I was waiting for... There are two things I was waiting for at E3 when they announced that. I was like... Because there's a lot of rumors flying around of what they're doing with it. That they were going to launch a more powerful system. It was going to be more powerful than current gen. It was going to be legitimately next gen.
What if it had a lot of features? They're still going to do that?
It's Nintendo. They're not.
You're not head of Nintendo. How could you fucking say that?
Have you? So if they came out,
you can
out,
go by track record, but it doesn't mean it's going to be true.
There's two things that they could that they should have done. They should have either called it the Nintendo Entertainment System and designed it to not look like a play school toy, and put it out. And marketed it properly to the...
How does that look like a play school toy?
It looks like a play school toy.
Where are you pulling this?
The it's super rounded, all white. Looks like you could... There's a black version. I know, but it's really... It looks like something I could go to the toddler section of a store and buy like a toy tablet. And it would look like that.
Nope. I absolutely disagree. Why do you bang so much on the table?
Because yeah. I get
that
into
comes
it.
Comes through.
I get
like really bad.
I get into it. That's what I said.
Hands behind your back.
I can't.
I'm gonna put them in my sleeves. Every fucking podcast
so
now.
They need like they should have done. And I'm really surprised that people are disagreeing with me on this because what they did is they know they have the younger market cornered with the Wii. if parents walk into a GameStop and they need to pick out a system, they're going to get them the Wii or the Wii U. I mean, absolutely. That's what Nintendo aims at.
Yeah.
But the
that's their
Nintendo
primary
was
market.
Not trying to compete with Sony and Microsoft anymore.
Well, publicly they are. They will come out and be like, when somebody says like, oh, EA is not going to make games for the Wii U anymore. Nintendo's like, wait, hold on. You're going to have your Call of Duties and your Maddens on our system. Don't worry, because they do want to keep that. And they know that it's a market they need to keep. But the problem is they won't step up their game to keep it. Just like Sony won't step up their game to support their damn systems all the time. Because Sony, I'm really curious what's going to happen with the Vita and the PS4 now. Because the prophecy came true with the Vita, which is they put out the Vita, they didn't support it. They put out some good games on it, but the hardware's good, but like there's a lot of weird jankiness about the Vita. I'm really excited for the Vita TV. They might not release it in the States. It might be West only, which sucks because I like to play when I play a Vita game. When I had them, I mostly played them at home. You know, I'd sit on my couch and play it, and that's just kind of how I play those games. So the Vita TV would be great. We're probably not getting it. Sony put out the PS3, didn't support it. PSP didn't support it. So now they're really pledging a lot with the PS4, and I think it looks like a great system. But just like Nintendo's track record, I have to go by Sony's too, and I feel like they're going to put out the system, and the online's going to be beat. Like, I feel like there's going to be a lot of jankiness to the system, and that's how it is. If Nintendo's marketed their shit the way Sony's marketing their shit right now,
but
we would
not
all have
Sony.
I know they're not, but they could be.
What if they don't want to be? They've already shown that they really don't.
It makes me mad because I want to see bigger and bolder games from Nintendo.
Well, yeah, everybody does, but it doesn't mean they have to.
That's the problem, though, is that they are a company that has fans, and when they wonder when their sales tank next year because they're not supporting their console the way that they should, and they're like...
Okay, but now they are. Now we're getting games every month from Nintendo.
What else is coming out?
Donkey Kong's coming out. Mario's coming out.
Smash Brothers. Mario Kart and Smash Brothers and the new Mario look good. But, like, that's the thing is that it's all first-party titles that we've all seen
because
before.
Because that's Nintendo. Nintendo has lived in...
Why would it be too much for them to make a newer title?
Because I'm sure they're working on it.
They're not working on
it. What's Wonderful 101?
Wonderful 101 is a Pikmin-style game again.
It doesn't matter what style game it is. It's a new IP.
It's not something that I was looking for, or that a lot of people were looking for.
They're not you.
Other people are looking for. Yeah, but I know a lot of other people are looking for. Like, when Wonderful 101 came out, when they showed it off, I was like, I just looked at it and I'm like, okay, cool. It looks like another Pikmin game.
Okay, and a lot of people buy Nintendo systems for Nintendo games.
Yes.
For those franchises they've grown up with and enjoy.
I buy it for that too. But like remember Mario 64? Mario 64 was a Nintendo title that started pushing Mario into a new, like, just a completely new direction.
Okay.
That is one of my favorite Mario games of all time. And then they've never really done anything like that again.
What do you mean they've never done anything like that again?
They've never done anything of that caliber.
Zelda?
From Mario.
Okay.
Galaxy 2?
Yeah, but the sphere thing was really weird. I'm saying, like, I want to explore the Mushroom Kingdom. I want, like, another Mario RPG that is, like, exploring the Mushroom Kingdom in a full 3D world.
Paper Mario?
That's not the same style.
Go get a job at Nintendo.
You guys are picking it apart way more. What I'm saying is
my problem with Nintendo is they're not doing what I want them to do.
They're not doing what a lot of people want them to do, which is just make a game that can stay...
Okay, so stay Xbox current. Is doing plenty of stuff that I don't want them to do. Am I in the wrong? Are they an absolutely terrible business because
I'm just saying that Nintendo is not doing well in their sales right now with the Wii U. And
the problem is because when the system launched, they put a lot of faith in third parties to step up and put out games because third parties always bitched that their games were overshadowed by Nintendo's first-party titles. So Nintendo stepped back and said, third parties, do something.
I don't.
This is for you.
Can you? Is there a news story on that?
I don't know.
Because I don't think that's true. I don't think Nintendo was ready when they put out the system.
How could they not have?
I don't think their games were ready for it yet.
It's exactly why Joe is saying it's pretty much they were going to the third party and being like, look it, we're not going to put some stuff out so that you guys can have the limelight with our system.
You're a big company and you have the potential to put out a big game that's going to make you a lot of money and you're not going to put it out.
They just waited.
Yeah, they waited and while their system died. See, this is the problem. This is one of the big problems they have.
And now they're supporting it.
They're barely supporting it.
No, they're putting out games every month.
They're supporting it.
They're putting out games every... They put out Wonderful 101 against Grand Theft Auto.
It doesn't matter what... It's a different type of game.
Completely different audience.
I know it's a completely different game, but so you're expecting me, somebody who would play both titles.
Okay, yeah, but it doesn't mean you have to get it right now.
I don't have to get it right now, but that... The timing that they're putting it out at is ridiculous. It's bad business.
Don't you think that there's probably
look up the reason why if a movie goes out, if a big summer movie's coming out, do you put it up against the new Avengers movie? No.
What kind of movie is it?
Another big comic book action movie.
No, that would be dumb.
Exactly.
Now, let's say you're a parent and you're going into that game store and you're like, oh, I'm going to get my kid GTA. Then you realize when you get there, oh, this game's kind of fucking ridiculous. I'm not going to get it for my kid. But the Wonderful 101 just came out.
You bring home the Wonderful 101, which is not the game your kid asked you for. And now it hates you forever.
It doesn't matter.
You're going to go in and you're going to spend $300 on a system, $60 on a game when you're just going in to spend $60 to begin with.
It's a different market.
I understand it's a different market, but you don't put up a title that is supposed to help save your flagship system up against the biggest title of the year. One of the three.
They're not expecting the Wonderful 101 to solely save their system.
I know it's
they're also not trying to look for it to compete against GTA.
No, yeah, and I completely understand that, but that's
exactly what you're trying to do.
You just don't. That's stupid business. And Nintendo is doing stupid business over and over again. The problem is that they... Why is GTA out on GTA 5 out on two major systems but not the Nintendo one?
Because they've never come out on Nintendo systems.
They have one.
Yeah, on the DS.
On the DS, and it was one of the greatest fucking Grand Theft Auto games.
And no one bought it because that's not the market on Nintendo.
I bought it because I like the fact that somebody took...
Yes, you bought it, but you're not everyone.
Yes, I'm not everyone, but that's the thing is I'm a GTA fan. I'm also a Nintendo fan. There is a market there that they are missing. But see, the interesting
thing... That's a very minuscule market.
No, it is not. Absolutely not. The reason why a lot of us growing up aren't Nintendo purchasers day one all the time, although I did buy the 3DS, the XL, and the Wii U on day one, and then I promptly sold them after because there's nothing really interesting on them.
What type of games are you looking to play?
I'm looking to play games that compel me.
Okay, that's fine. That's rather generalized, but that's fine. What type of experience are you trying to get from a game?
Something compelling to me.
No, you're missing the point.
I'm not missing the point. That is what it is. GTA on the DS was a very compelling experience to me because they took advantage of the technology they had to make that style gameplay on it. That's the problem that Nintendo's not providing some of their audience right now, is that they do have interesting hardware, but they're not pushing any boundaries with it. They aren't even giving companies an opportunity to push the boundaries on it because they're gimping their own hardware over and over and over again, year after year. The only area they've done smart in are the handhelds. The 2DS is a smart and a dumb idea. But, I mean, their handheld systems, this is exactly why, if you pay attention to the industry, Nintendo merged their home console division with their portable console division because they realized, we fucked up. We need to do something about this, and we need to evolve. So they merged their good-selling market in with their bad-selling market. And what we're probably going to get is an innovative system that's going to be a hybrid next. We're going to probably see something like a Wii U tablet that hooks up to your TV, which would be fantastic. That's your two screens. But the thing is, until we get that, until we see hardware specs, they're not making right choices right now that are doing anything good for the fans. Whereas the other big companies are doing great things for the fans, or at least they're trying, and everybody's shitting all over it. Xbox One had some good ideas that Joe was really excited about. Then people came out and bitched about it, and now they're gone. But the companies are at least trying. Nintendo is not trying to give their audience anything that is going to push us into better games. The tablet was a great idea. That system needs more power. It cannot render two images at once at high resolution and still give you an amazing game all of the time. Nintendo first party definitely can. Third parties are having a hard time with it. Same thing happened with Sony. They put out a powerful system. Their first parties were the only people that could take advantage of it. Nintendo needs to step up their game.
And you need to stop hitting the table.
I can't help it. I'm animated.
I think the big difference between Nintendo and Sony is people buy
Sony
Nintendo systems for Nintendo games. They buy Sony systems not specifically for Sony
games. That's because Sony can't put out games. It's the problem.
And then, you know, a lot of people, Nintendo's always pretty much going to be the and system.
I will argue that a little bit, because Sony does, I mean, a lot of people are buying Sony for Sony specific titles. I mean, when I recommend people, if they're trying to choose between an Xbox and a PS, you know, 3 or PlayStation system, I tell them you need to look at the first party titles. That's how you make your decision. And that's how it should be with all the systems. Is do you want the first party? Do you want the first party titles? So,
taking that into consideration, why don't you feel the same way with Nintendo?
Because of the fact that on the Sony and the Xbox, Sony systems, Microsoft systems, you see new IPs every year from the first parties, and this happens a lot. Like
certain people, like
under the first party umbrella.
Me specifically, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't go out of my way too often for new IPs. To be completely honest, okay, the majority of games that I dump a lot of time in, like look at right now, I've dumped plenty of time into Diablo.
Yeah,
I'm gonna dump plenty of time into fucking Grand Theft Auto. I dumped plenty of time into Saints Row. Like, there are games that are that have been well established to this point, and that's where the majority of my gaming goes. Okay. Yeah. The same thing goes with Nintendo. I am probably going to get a Nintendo system.
But now we're arguing your opinion against my opinion.
Against your opinion. Yeah. It's an opinion. The thing that matters is...
You're calling me out because it was just my opinion, apparently.
The thing that matters is I am looking at a Nintendo system for their Nintendo games because that's the way that I look at it. If I was looking at a PlayStation 4, I would be looking at it for PlayStation 4 games.
See, here's
the functionality.
Here's the inherent problem with that, though, is the fact that Nintendo games are going to always be the Mario, the Nintendo, the Donkey Kong.
So
as
what?
Nintendo games. If you go and get any other system, you're going to get their first-party stables.
And
plus all of these new IPs that they are working on and churning out.
And I ignore them.
You ignore Titanfall?
I ignore them.
You shouldn't
for
ignore...
For a console, I ignore them.
Titanfall is not Xbox property, and it's not a Sony property.
It's Xbox exclusive for the time
being. But it's not an Xbox property.
But you understand what I mean, though, is that you can get... Like Infamous, Uncharted, Last of Us, if we're going PlayStation, there's going to see... And Naughty Dog is the guys who did Uncharted and Last of Us.
Yes, we know.
Which is... That's the thing I like about those companies under Sony's umbrella, their first-party umbrella, is that you'll get... Like, they could have just kept going with Uncharted, the same way that Nintendo kept going with Mario. But the thing is that studio said, all right, you know what? We have a lot of talent here. We can make good games. Let's make a new compelling experience.
And maybe Nintendo is just happy operating in their own little bubble.
And I understand that. But the thing is, even Miyamoto has had other ideas that he doesn't know if he's ever going to get off the ground. Like, I would love to see what other things that he could do. I want to see new games from that guy, because all
I'd
of their stable is
too.
That too.
But in the meantime, the stuff Nintendo does put out is solid stuff.
The thing that scares me about it and why I want to see them go in another direction is because we see this happening with other companies like Square and Capcom, where they are using their Japanese pride which is just a cultural thing for them, is not letting them move on as a company. The people at the top of that company are like, we made money this way for 30 years, hand over fist, repeating the IPs, and people loved it. People wanted that. Even with Mega Man, we still want that, yeah. Which is why Inafune left. But he understood that that company's Japanese pride, they were pushing out the same titles to a point where when he wanted to start innovating those titles, when he wanted to give us Mega Man Infinity and he wanted to give us Mega Man Legends 3, when he wanted to do new things with existing IPs, they said no. And they didn't fire him. He left on bad terms and he went and formed his own company. Now we have Mighty No. 9. Square Enix has been doing awful because they haven't been paying attention to their fans at all. They haven't been making good games.
Okay, but Nintendo is still making good games.
Nintendo's still making good games. Yes, but I want to see them push it into a new area. They can. They can. They definitely
yes,
can.
Yes, of course they can.
As a console manufacturer, they need to listen to their fans, though. And they needed to put more power in it. And that's why we don't see bigger and more interesting titles.
The thing that I can't get behind is that needs more power. Like, I've played plenty of games that I have enjoyed a lot more thoroughly than certain games that have more power.
Some of the interesting and ambitious games that they've had, like Zombie U, needed to have more horsepower under it because it just did not perform as well as it should have.
Okay, it's great, but
that's the thing is that Nintendo has such an opportunity with this design they have, and they're not taking advantage of it.
Maybe they don't know how yet.
They might not know how to, but I think that one of the inherent problems of it is the fact that they are behind in pushing out an HD game, which the Mario games and stuff look amazing in HD. They're behind in online.
I played Tekken Tag Tournament, the Wii U version, and it looks incredible.
The online works. I'm saying that they're just behind in what they could be doing.
Visually.
Visually it looks great. But the problem is that they could be doing more interesting things. Like, the Deus Ex game coming out looks gimped compared to the other versions, but the functionality of what you can do in it, that director's cut, is phenomenal. The hacking on the pad. I love all the stuff you can do with the pad in a lot of these games.
Why does it have to... What if Nintendo, as a company, feels how I feel as a consumer? I could give two fucks of how the game actually looks. I want it to play good.
That's the thing, though, is that it might not play well if it cannot run very... Like, if I'm in a shootout and I drop out of 30 frames a second, I'm going to be upset. I'm not going to be able to aim right because I am somebody who needs to have that control.
That's great.
And so they can simplify the visuals.
Exactly.
But then you're delivering a subpar product.
Why?
Here's exactly why. It's because of the fact that they know that there's technical limitations on that game, which wasn't exclusive. Now I can go... They're porting it to the other systems now. So yeah, I really want that tablet support, but that's the only thing that I'd be missing from getting it on my PC, plugging into a fucking Oculus Rift, and playing through it. In 1080p, 3D, I would get the full immersive experience of this title. I would get all the director's cut content, all the new boss fights, all the DLC streamlined into it. The only thing I'd be missing is that I don't get to look down at my pad to do my hacking, and I don't have my map there. See, the problem is that the other aspect of their business model that's failing is the third parties are moving onward with these games. The third parties were complaining at one point that Nintendo's not supporting them. Now Nintendo let them in, and they gave them a subpar unit to work on when the rest of the world is going in one way, and Nintendo's stuck here. And while companies are trying to deliver us these really, really extremely compelling gameplay options and titles that would be awesome, anything using that Wii U pad would be awesome. But the problem is that these high-fidelity games that they just finally got to the point where you can push 1080p out of the system, it cannot render 1080p on the screen, 1080p or whatever the resolution is on that pad, and still give you that compelling gameplay experience that another company is building.
But you have to understand from a third party's perspective, like if I was a gaming company, okay, and I'm building this game that's going to be like really graphically intensive and it's going to be for a generally mature market, you know, depending on the subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
What console am I going to put it on? Doesn't matter how it functions. Doesn't matter how it functions at all. What console am I going to put it on?
Now, the business side of it is whatever console you can. First of all, you would
Why would I waste money and resources to put it on a console that it's not going
to
sell on?
Let me explain to you why. So first of all, you're going to go to these companies, you're going to find out who's going to give you money for exclusivity. Because if you're a big company and your IP looks good, somebody's going to come out and say, "We want to be the only ones who have this because we think this is a system seller. Here's money." If they don't do that, you need to maximize your profits. How do you do that? You put it out on as many consoles, you get it in the possibility of as many hands as you can. Because if it's only on PlayStation, it can only be sold to people with PlayStations, or if it's good enough to convince people to buy PlayStations. Two systems, same thing. If you can get it on everything, which is why you see games like Call of Duty, go on every possible console, GIMPed or not, even mobile phones. They put these things out on everything. Porting a game is not that difficult if you have it in mind from the get-go. You build the hardware out, you build the code out in a certain way so that what you need to do to modify it for each architecture is not that difficult. It is, and I know this from coding, working with the coders on the company I work with now, because we're going to be porting from iOS to Android to Windows to Steam and then eventually the portable consoles and hopefully the home consoles. We have to know how this works, and it depends on the code. C#, C++, is a code that, so long as you write it for any, it runs on anything. You have to just write it to run on that. So you just make sure that when you're coding, you have it that. You want to get it in as many hands as you can, because you will sell more copies that way.
This is a really long episode.
No, this is good, though. This is good content. this is what people pay to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
But no, you know what I mean? Like, if you want to get it out to as many people as you can to make as many sales as you can.
And the funny thing is, people aren't even listening to the show. They're just listening to...
Yeah. They're counting to see, like, how many...
Tap, tap.
Yeah.
I don't mean to tap on the table.
Tap, tap.
If I had enough time in my life, I would go through this entire episode, see how many times you did that, and that would be count them, and it would be the
episode title.
Well, no. That would be the next contest.
743 taps.
But no, I guarantee you that no matter, like, the majority and popular opinion is that Nintendo is losing their grip on the home console market that they could have. They could be making more compelling titles. They could be putting out more compelling hardware.
We can't count them out yet because they are Nintendo. Don't forget, the N64 was going to be the last Nintendo console ever. The GameCube was going to be the last Nintendo console ever.
I'm not saying this is going to be the last console.
The Wii was
going to
be a failure. Nintendo's going to fail with the Wii. The Wii U is a failure.
No,
the 3DS is a failure.
The DS
is a failure.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that they're...
Well, that's what the majority of people said.
Yeah.
You said
they're losing their touch with the home
audience. Which is why...
And that's what people have been saying for years.
They took steps to remedy that this time with the merging of the home console and the handheld market. That made me go, sweet, we're going to see something innovative and useful this time.
Okay, all I'm saying is you can't count Nintendo out.
I'm not counting Nintendo out. I'm counting the Wii U out. I'm not saying.
I think it's a dumb thing to do to count them out.
I just don't think we're going to see anything. Where I'm drawing a lot of these conclusions from is when the Wii U was announced, I was like, that looks fucking cool. Because they said a lot of neat stuff about it. And we all knew the stable of games coming out that everybody's going to play coming out. Cool, I'll play them. But the thing I was more interested in is, like, this E3, when they did the Nintendo Live. Nintendo Live, is that what it's called?
Nintendo Direct.
They showed one game that made me go, oh, which is that spiritual successor to Xenoblade.
Yeah.
That made me go, oh, I want a Wii U for that. Like, that's it. But those are the types of games that people could be making on that system, but no one is because everybody's overlooking it because Nintendo isn't, you know, pushing the envelope.
People are overlooking it because it didn't sell, and it didn't sell because Nintendo didn't release many games. And Nintendo didn't release many games because they wanted third parties to have a chance to put out games and not be overshadowed.
I want
to
see that in writing. Show me it. If you can find it. No, seriously, I want to read that because I've never heard that before.
Yeah, but you could... I never heard it before, but it makes complete sense. It makes so much sense. Yes, it does.
Absolutely does not.
Yes, it does.
the biggest complaint everybody has about a system launch is we're the first party titles, especially with Nintendo. And if they were in touch with their fans and knew that if they just launched with a Mario game, one Mario game, and then a slew of third party games, of course people are going to fucking buy some of the third party games. People do not buy Nintendo systems for just third party games.
Which is what you were trying to say before.
Yes, and so that doesn't make sense to me. Why would you not send out a first party game? Because, yeah, you know, I will play a Mario game if it comes out. Yes, it's not what I want. I'm still going to play it. I probably, but this Mario games are coming out with are not games I'm going to buy
the
a system
way,
for.
The way that I look at it, the way that I look at the Wii U, okay? Wii U. I look at it as the same way that you would open up a small business, okay? I look at it as a soft launch. The reason why I say this is because you put the system into developers' hands relatively earlier, mm-hmm. there's a much better chance for someone out there to be working on something that's going to blow your nutsack off right now, and they've been working on it since the Wii U launch, but you don't know what's going on with it, okay? Now, the way that Nintendo is supporting the Wii U now with their first-party systems essentially looks as like
how long
a launch.
Has it been out for a year now?
A year.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, see, I agree with you this.
Which essentially is the same amount of frame of time as the other next-gen consoles.
I agree with you with this with one caveat, which is I thought the same exact thing, like the same exact thing when the Wii came out. I thought, oh, man, like, this is...
And
this,
look at how popular the Wii was.
The Wii got really popular, but look what happened with the Wiimotes. They put out this tech, and then the next generation, they left it behind. Same thing with Sony. They put out...
How did they leave the Wiimotes behind?
They focused on the gamepad now.
And it still supports the Wii remotes.
They still support the Wii remotes, but did they push the Wii remotes technology any further?
The Motion Plus?
Motion Plus!
That, I'm saying with the Wii U, did they push it any further?
How much further to go with it?
Look what they did with the Move. How they moved it into the controller afterward. Look what
Microsoft's doing to the Motion Plus? What's wrong with the Motion Plus?
Make it not waggle control because it's still waggly. Motion control,
and then you would need to have a camera like the PSI.
I have no problem with that.
Otherwise, the 6-axis is just a fucking waggle controller.
I have no problem with that, though. Not to say I had a problem with
the 6-axis. And
that would
bump up costs more, having another camera installed. And then you get to have a sixth camera sitting by your system.
That's why they don't go that route.
No, they don't go that route because they don't care to support it as much.
What? Why? What? How do you even possibly base that off of?
The fact that they moved on to a new gimmick.
How is it
fully support the Wii Remote?
They still fully support the Wii Remote, but the problem is that it's just, the Wii U is a Wii 1.5 with an extra controller. Whereas the other companies, Sony tried something new, although they gimped it because they're like, we gotta be fucking Microsoft right now. They didn't include the camera. So that right out the gate, the Move, no one's gonna give a fuck. Any game built in with it, no one's gonna care. The Kinect, Microsoft doubled down on and said, we're going to up the technology in it, and we're going to do exactly what we need to do. We're going to put a processor in the Kinect. We're going to beef it up, and it's going to be legitimate.
That's
and
great.
Then to make you take advantage of it and to allow our third-party developers and first-party developers to develop for it, we're going to include it in the box. Yes, you have to buy it. Yes, you have to pay more for it, but you will not get a fractured experience now.
I don't understand how...
Does the Wii U come with a Wii remote when you buy it?
It comes with a gamepad.
It comes with a gamepad. What if I didn't buy a Wii?
Okay, I didn't buy a Wii.
Okay, now I have to go out and spend $40, $50 on a Wii remote.
Why?
Because it supports it on the system. I have to have it.
Okay, so I have to go out and I have to buy a racing wheel for my Xbox because, you know, it's out and it supports it.
No, you don't.
Okay, so because why do I have to buy a Wiimote?
It's not required.
I have to go out and buy a second controller.
A lot of those games are required to have the Wii Remote. Look at Nintendo World. If you bought a Wii U that came with Nintendo World and you just had the game, Nintendo Land, and you just had the gamepad, Too bad playing with everybody. You can't. Some of the games need that.
Just like if you buy a party game on the Xbox, you have to buy multiple controllers.
Yes, but it's still an extra cost because it's...
Okay, so if you want to play Nintendo Land by yourself, you can.
Yes, you
can. If you want to play it with friends, you have to buy extra controllers.
Yes, but you have to buy something that is not the selling point of the system.
How is a controller a selling point of the system?
You can't tell me that you think...
An extra controller.
You have to think... You can't tell me that the gamepad is not a selling point.
An extra controller.
When the gamepad came out, how cool would some of the games be if you could have multiple gamepads for some of the games? Like, think about Crystal Chronicles. Did you ever play Crystal Chronicles?
No.
Did you ever play it?
Yes.
With the Game Boy?
Yes.
And it was good. With the Game Boy, with people.
Yep.
Now, that would be a great experience to have more games like that.
And you think for that, everybody had to have their own Game Boy.
Yes, you did.
You didn't get that all packed in with Crystal Chronicles. You had to have those extra controllers.
Yes, you did.
So if you want to play a game with more people,
you need extra controllers. But that's the thing, though, is that this system assumes they give you this and they give you that, the system and the gamepad, but they were definitely expecting you to already have a Wii and Wii remotes.
Why?
Why? Either that or you just buy extra controllers.
Tell me one game that came out specifically for the Wii U that you can only use the Wiimote and Nunchuck. Tell me one.
None of them.
I don't understand what you're trying to get at then. When you get the game, when you get the console, they give you the tablet controller. So every single game that you buy for the Wii U
works with that controller.
It works with that tablet.
And if you want to play a multiplayer game... Just like any other console, you go to the store and you buy extra controllers.
But you can't get the cool controller.
But for the Wii U, the extra controllers are the Wii Remote.
That's dumb, though.
Why?
Why?
Because I want to play with the cool controller.
Then be player one.
But what if my little brother doesn't want to be player two?
You fucking take turns.
Still, though, that's one of the things that's dumb about it.
Don't understand how this is dumb.
Oh my god.
They're making it more available for people to get extra controllers so they can play with their friends. Because the Wiimotes were already out for the previous system. Tell me one other system that you were able to use the previous controllers for other than Nintendo.
PlayStation 3.
You can use PlayStation
6 axis and DualShock 3.
No, you can use PlayStation 2. You can use PlayStation 2 controllers on the PlayStation 3.
You can. There was an adapter for it. They did.
So you'd have to buy the adapter.
You could even use the memory cards with an adapter.
You have to buy the adapter.
No, you can't use the memory cards.
I can't wait.
No, hold on. I'm correcting you here. You can't use the memory cards. You can transfer your data over to the PS3.
There was a way to do it.
Five achievement
unlocked.
But you can never copy that data back to the memory card.
Yes, that is true. But you could do it.
But they're making it so that you can play couch co-op with your friends with controllers you might already own. It doesn't matter. Cat,
that's
not
true.
One for you.
One for you. Achievement building for you.
Cat. Fuck off. Listen, those controllers, okay? Those controllers you might already have, which is wonderful, but also you have to take into consideration the price of the controllers are relatively cheaper in comparation to other consoles because it's from a previous system. There's already so many of them out in the market. Yes, they are.
They're like $10 cheaper.
Which is cheaper.
That's not what I would consider.
It's $20.
That's not that much cheaper, though.
When you're buying multiple controllers,
a previous generation.
It's a controller.
How much does a PS2 controller cost compared to a PS3 controller?
You can't use a PlayStation 2 controller on PlayStation 3.
I'm just saying, though. Generational gap.
No, you're missing the point of what we're trying to get at.
Now you're getting to my point is that the Wii U is not a real upgrade of a system.
It's an upgrade over the Wii.
It's a barely, though, and that's
the problem. No, it's not a massive upgrade.
No, it's not a massive upgrade. I can prove it to you with a computer.
Massive upgrade over the Wii.
With a computer because you can take... you can take fucking GameCube games, and all you need to do is you run them in 1080p. They look better than the original Wii games because of the fact that Nintendo has not been putting very much work into their hardware. They haven't. The only thing that is improved, and the reason why the games look so much better, is because they're in 1080p instead of standard definition.
But we're back. We're back to visuals.
But that's a huge aspect of it, because it's not a true generational leap, and that is the problem with the system. It does matter.
No, it doesn't.
It does matter because they are hurting their consumer base by not allowing developers to make compelling games.
You can make compelling games without driving a system off the fucking wall.
I would rather play Final Fantasy VI on the Super Nintendo than Final Fantasy XIII on the PS3 or Xbox 360. Why? Because they made a more compelling game with less powerful hardware.
Here's the problem, though, is that now, because of Nintendo not wanting to move with the flow of the industry, is forcing third-party developers to choose.
To get innovative.
To know.
And to port their games from one system to another. It's to create new experiences.
Yes, it's a genuine...
Let me finish.
Parties
let
don't
me finish before my brain
to.
Derps and it loses it. If by fracturing this ecosystem we have in the games industry of steady growth, what they're doing is they're looking at people and saying, look, the market, the dominant market wants to grow in power. They want to see more innovative games with higher graphics. Now, the problem is that Nintendo wants to go a different direction. And it's okay that Nintendo wants to go a different direction if they're putting out innovative and compelling titles, which they're not. They're just putting out sequels.
No, they're just putting out compelling, good titles.
Now what they have to do is they have to tell a third party. They have to look at the third party and say, listen, you know, come make games for us. And that third party company goes, we have, you know, this is our budget. We can either make a game for that we can port between these two systems, you know, the Xbox One and the PS4, let's say, that's going to sell, you know, millions and millions of copies because of its install base, or we can put it on the Nintendo Wii U, which it's probably not going to sell very much. And this is exactly why we had problems with, that you were pissed about, like Rayman. They realized Rayman's not going to fucking sell on the system. It'll sell, but it won't sell Xbox and PlayStation sales at all. And that's the problem, though, is that...
And you want to know the funny part? It's selling like shit on the PS3 and Xbox.
That's because a lot
it
of people...
It is selling like shit on those consoles.
It's because... And this is because of that problem. It would have sold great on the Wii U and done okay.
Sold?
It sold. It would have sold great on the Wii U and done okay if they put it out when they did. But because of the fear that the system has created, it has fractured an ecosystem, and now it is hurting the ecosystem. And because of that, it is hurting gamers.
You're out of your mind.
I'm not out of my mind. I have to do market research for my job.
Well, that's great. That's great. Let me go back to something that I wanted to try. I don't even care at this point because we're just rolling. It'll probably get split. Maybe we could split it up. We could split it up to like two parts or something.
3 hours.
Dude, I don't even care.
Well, I was gonna pull up my phone to check the time.
Yeah, there you go. My whole thing is, like,
your clock directly behind you.
Yeah,
we have to cut it though. If we're playing Risk, I have to be up at 8 and drive an hour to work. So,
God damn it.
No, this was good.
It wasn't actually.
It was good.
No,
are you upset?
Yes, I am.
Why are you upset? This is exactly.
I'm not upset. I just think you're insane.
This is exactly why we have a good podcast right now.
No,
this is good content, writers. Writers, listeners, viewers, whatever you are.
People.
Write in. Tell us if you like heated discussion.
Zach, write in.
Zach,
yeah.
Please write in.
Fuck, and we didn't even get to Extra Life.
next week. Next week we'll have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, that's how it happens every week. And then there's like some ridiculous fucking thing that happens as soon as we're done recording.
This is like 3 weeks that we're supposed to talk about Extra Life.
All right.
And because Tim is like, the Wii U's not powerful enough for my dick. We just wasted 9.5 hours listening to
Tim
rant.
I think Tim forgets that I already made my decision that the next gen console that I'm going to get is a Wii U.
Yeah, I know.
And
I know you said that, and that's fine. We all have different ideas of what we like with our games.
You just have to realize that Nintendo exists in its own little bubble, and it's only going to do what it wants to do, and it works for them.
If it were not for the 3DS, though, if they did not have their handheld division, they would have ended up like Sega by now.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Do you want to know what? Do you want to know what I think would probably happen if they didn't have so much of a dominant handheld market?
What?
The people that were buying the handhelds would probably buy the Wii U.
I don't possibly. Know. This is something
how I feel.
I want to see what the first year sales for the Wii were versus the first year sales of the Wii, because I think that people felt burned with the Wii after the first year of it. I mean, the Wii continued to sell for a long time because it was the system that a lot of families wanted to have one of. But I guarantee you that the Wii U sales in correlation to the Wii sales, it's so hard to fucking say Wii and Wii U in the same sentence and remember which one you said, are going to be nowhere close.
No, not at all. No,
not at all.
Because the Wii was like a new phenomenon and the Wii U had a stumbling start, just like the DS and the 3DS had rough starts. But once games started coming out, they picked up a lot of steam. People, if you think now, like the 3DS at one time, people were writing off as an absolute failure. To think that now, you can't imagine that because it's selling like crazy.
People wrote it off, but the thing is,
people wrote off the DS as well. And after about a year, games started coming out regularly, just like what started in August with the Wii U. Games are coming out regularly. Now we're going to see the Wii U pick up because we're getting that. We just had Pikmin. We just had Wonderful 101, we're getting Zelda, we're getting Mario, we're getting Donkey Kong.
Well,
we're getting Smash Brothers.
The Zelda's a remake, though, which is great. And next I do
year,
want to play that.
Next year, we're getting Bayonetta, we're getting Mario Kart. Things are picking up. Games are coming. Third parties, it's up to them if they want to show up. But if they don't, we still have Nintendo's franchises that people have grown up and played for 30 years that they're going to buy, they're going to play, they're going to love, and then they're going to buy the next one as well.
Oh, fucking crazy.
Seven. So the Wii U is going to be fine.
The reason why I think the 3DS, a lot of people thought it was a stumbling block at first. Once again, they did the same thing where they didn't really
because
put out
any good
titles.
Because they thought it was a gimmick that Nintendo wouldn't support.
But the thing is, that system is so powerful compared to what the original DS was. I mean, that was a big leap forward in power for that system. And the things that the content they were able to put out on it, that third-party developers who already were pushing out DS titles, it opened up a new world of opportunity for them to make really interesting titles.
Okay, you do realize how long of a window it really takes to fully
take advantage of a new system.
How long has the Xbox 360 been out? 8 years. Yep. And we're seeing Grand Theft Auto 5, which is being released on the same system that came out 8 years ago.
Yep.
So why can't we have that level of advanced technology in
the Wii U
come out in a couple years?
And I'm sure we will.
Because
compare Grand Theft Auto 5 to King Kong.
Oh yeah, no, and I agree with you with that.
You know, but let's
the problem
look at
is
this
that
in
you're not taking into account the thing that these systems are rendering one image. The Wii U has to render two.
So why?
Because it's on the gamepad as well.
Yeah, but they can easily just turn the gamepad off.
They're not going to turn the gamepad off.
They can.
They're not. You know, and you both of you know. Search your heart.
A lot of times, the gamepad image is either just an image streamed. It's not a whole new processed
image. The problem
image,
is that's still...
Or it could be a map.
It's still a memory pipe that they have to do, that they have to code it through. And it's the same thing that happened with the PS3. The PS3 had a 32-core processor when it launched. That blew my fucking mind off when I heard that. I'm like, 32 cores? My computer that I have now shows up as 8 cores hyper-threaded, which is, it's either 8 or 16. It's 4, and then the hyper-threading is like virtual processors. The thing is so fast that it can sort of duplicate itself. But the thing is, the way that these when you code for hardware, you have to dedicate certain channels to each core. That's why the PlayStation 3, even though spec sheet is so vastly superior to the 360, most games on the PS3 didn't look really that much better. They looked great, but they didn't really look much better than the other console. And that's the problem with the architecture of the Wii U, is that when you're coding for something like that, you have to write it. So, yes, there's going to be a certain memory allotment that will be different, that will be going through that pipe, but you're still going to be literally bogging down the system just to put out a static image. And you can do this, too, with your computer. If you set up two monitors on your computer and you run your game on one monitor with it just being the game, and then you have two monitors connected, one's just sitting on its desktop while you play the game on there, you will still get a frame rate loss just because the computer has to physically go through and render out anything. Even if it's just nothing, it still has to push the pipeline.
And okay, well then developers need to take advantage of the Wii and keep its capabilities in mind. That doesn't mean games will be worse.
That's the thing, though, is that
they just have to take advantage of it.
I don't think that a lot of companies are going to put the amount of time and effort but
Nintendo will. People buy
they
Nintendo
have no
systems
choice.
For no, Nintendo they, games.
It's Nintendo. You know what they're going to do? And what I definitely think they're going to do, and I'll bet another pizza on this, is that I think that shorter than the console lifespan we have now, I think Nintendo has gone into their own console life cycle at this point.
Yeah, they're on their own path.
They're on their own path. But I think that right now the console life cycle was originally going to be 10 years. People clamored for something new. Sony and Microsoft are pushing it out at the 8-9 year mark. Now, I think Nintendo is going to be on a 4-5 year console cycle. And I think the console we see come out next will be this hybrid, where it is a handheld system.
That
can hook up to your TV.
Who's to say that the possibility isn't there already?
It's not.
Right now it's not. But who's to say that they can't develop hardware that's already there?
That's exactly what I'm saying, is that that's what they're going to do. But the hardware, what they're going to do is they're going to, and this is what I'm hoping they do, and this is what I'm expecting them to do, because this is the little bit of faith that I have left in Nintendo, is that they're going to put out a system. Now, because of the way that technology goes, by the time that the technology for a handheld unit gets to the point that they're going to put out that type of system, it will have surpassed what is on the current consoles. It will probably meet for a portable style console. And I say this because if you look at the new iPhone, it is console level graphics on the new iPhone at this point. They look like subpar 360 games. They look like King Kong with the new chip. And that thing's fucking this little tiny thing.
Okay, how much is it?
$200 with a contract.
Without a contract, how much is it?
I don't know. How much is it?
I don't know.
I'm going to say it's going to be in the $600 or $700 range.
Wait, so now you're arguing against Nintendo that they could put this out?
No.
Because this is
normal. I'm saying they're not going to go that route, because why would you put that much tech into something that you're trying to make available for a large mass amount of audience? You're not going to put something out that's going to cost $600 or $700 for a consumer, because they're not going to buy it.
It's not going to cost that much at that point, is what I'm saying.
In five years.
And yeah, when they go to put out their next console, it's not going to cost that much. That would be fucking insane.
You're arguing the fact that they should have more tech in the console that they have right now, which would have to have them bump the price up, them compete with the other consoles that are within price range.
You know, at this point, they're still selling at a loss, right?
How are they still selling at a loss?
Because of the tech in the system.
There's no tech in that system that is...
There's enough tech that they're still selling at a loss.
Sony and Micro... Sony says they're not selling theirs at a loss.
Okay.
Sony's system...
Completely different tech.
But cheaper tech that's more powerful.
Yeah, but you also don't have an innovative type
new controller
with
a fucking screen on it.
Okay, riddle me this, Batman. How much does an iPad cost to make?
I don't know.
Okay, now the digitizer and the screen, not that expensive at all. All you have to do is I can actually turn my iPad into a second screen for my computer, and the hardware for that is nothing. Nothing. The friggin' the PlayStation
How much does an iPad cost to buy?
An iPad 1, if you wanted to, which is
can't look at it now, because that was the tech at the time.
That's on
how
par
much does an
with,
iPad cost now.
That's on
today's iPad.
An iPad.
How much does an iPad today?
$500.
Okay.
Okay, but that is with
on top of a console.
No, 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 no. That is with the processing power and the much, much higher resolution display of the Wii touchpad and a multi-touch display.
Right. So why do you think they went at a lower tech thing?
No,
because they're trying to keep it within a cost.
Do you have
a budget to try and stay between?
You don't understand the technology, so you can't argue the point. That's the problem with it. If you go, you can buy really, really, really cheap tablets.
How 15 minutes ago we had to end this.
I had to, but now I don't understand. I'm really perplexed at the fact that 5 years from now, Nintendo puts out something that, if we're 5 years
from now... Because you're arguing hypotheticals 5 years from
now. No, because I understand the exponential growth of the graphics technology. I have seen the charts.
Okay, but I know how this works. You're still arguing
the cost,
hypotheticals for 5 years from
the
now.
The cost for them to put out something 5 years from now from the actual physical data is going to be well within... They're hearing yours. They did not hear mine.
Yeah, okay.
I heard
it. You heard this.
Yes.
I will play it back. Mark the timestamp, because you cannot
hear
that.
7 hours
There's
in.
No way. 5 years from now, the tech will not be anywhere near that expensive.
Ashley just texted me from the other room, who's been dealing with us for these past 7 hours. And said, you and Chris should just hit stop recording.
If you look at the iPad itself, a 5-year-old iPad now, if you were to try and buy one new, it's still just about $100.
Okay, but you're looking at old tech.
But the thing is, 5 years from now, what is coming out now will be old tech. That is what I'm saying.
Okay, that's great.
So if Sony can sell a $400 system at a profit now, 5 years from now, what's $400 relatively should cost to manufacture? Not much more than $100. Nintendo will be able to put out $250 system 5 years from now that is a handheld TV console hybrid at specs comparative to what we have now, and make a profit.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't understand what you're getting at.
Me neither.
Because you guys kept interrupting me to the point that the point got away. You guys got away from the point now.
There is no
point. The whole point of it is that Nintendo can still do something that is... The Wii U specs are garbage right now, comparatively, for cost. I don't understand how they're doing it at a loss. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
You guys interrupted me so much at that point too that the point of
is literally nothing on our channels for like minutes and minutes and minutes.
Yeah, because no, you guys were interrupting me on it. So
it's the Tim rant, episode 32. Tim rant 5000.
Watch what happens with it. If Nintendo doesn't innovate, they will start falling out. That's what's going to happen.
And they said the same thing 10 years ago.
No, well, it wasn't this bad 10 years ago. They were putting out games back then.
And they're putting out games now.
Nothing as... oh, my God. Ocarina of Time, when that came out, was that like the previous Zelda game?
No.
Exactly. What are the last group of Zelda games we got? All very similar.
Okay. And the first group of Zelda games were all very similar.
That's the problem, though, is that they need to do something new. They need to do something new. They need to make new classics.
What's new?
Oh, my God. I end the podcast.
They went from 2D to
3D. I can't do this anymore. I end the podcast.
The difference was 2D to 3D.
I quit.
No, are we going 4D?
It wasn't just 2D to 3D. They made a whole slew of new design choices that were capable, because the technology gave them new, compelling gameplay options.
Like, your two big examples were both N64 games. Mario 64 and Ocarina of Time.
Which
went games from 2D worlds to 3D worlds.
But they all had things they could do within those worlds that were not able to be done with the technical limitations of the other system.
Fishing.
They were able to tell stories that were more compelling.
No!
Yes.
I already went over this. You don't need power to tell a good story.
But they were able to with it.
But you don't need power to tell a good story.
But they were able to with it. And I want to see them take advantage of what they have to do something compelling and fresh. They're not doing anything compelling and fresh. Ooh, I got a fucking hovercraft in Mario Kart now. Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
What was the story in all the other Mario Karts? Race.
Yes, race. But they could still do something. I don't know anything. Even Diddy Kong Racing was more innovative.
I think he's looking for Death Race Mario Kart.
What was the story in Super Mario Brothers 1?
You gotta say the princess.
What was the storyline in Super Mario Brothers 3?
The king was... what was happening? Something with the king.
Gotta save the princess.
No, there's something else, though. Something with the kings in every area. They stole their castles.
They were transformed.
They were transformed. And you had to save the princess. And you had to save the princess.
What was the storyline in Super Mario World?
I can't remember.
Had to save the princess.
Had to save the princess.
What was the storyline in Mario 64? You had to save the fucking princess.
The story was, she baked you a motherfucking cake.
And then you had to save
the castle.
Fucking
where the fuck is Peach? What the fuck? I'm tripping balls and falling through paintings and shit. Where the fuck is Peach? I want my goddamn cake. And then Bowser's like, yo, I got Peach. I just want my cake.
They did advance the story because in the new Mario 3D world coming out, as the princess.
You're taking my word. Well, that's our Nate Stark.
So you don't have to save the princess.
Oh my God. We are not sprinkling that in.
You're taking my words and twisting them.
I want you to continue on your, because my whole thing is he's like, he keeps I'm talking about they need voice. To do, they need to do something original.
The gameplay just isn't original anymore. They're copying and copying and copying.
How is the gameplay any different from the transition between Super the Mario before Nintendo 64 to the Mario on 64? Just because you're looking at it from a different perspective, you're still jumping on enemies, right, and you're still getting.
Let me explain.
And you're
why.
Saving the princess.
Let me explain why. I grew up with Mario. I loved Mario. I loved doing the levels in the Mushroom Kingdom and whatnot. I loved watching the Mario show. I loved seeing the Mushroom Kingdom, right? And this grew up, I was a big fan of the Mario universe. I liked the characters. I liked the world. Let me finish this time. I liked the world and I liked the characters. I liked where, I liked growing up with that.
Okay.
And now, no, let me fucking finish.
Yeah, no, continue.
So then, when I played Mario RPG, I got to explore this world a little bit more. I got to meet more of the people in this world. Mm-hmm. And I really liked that.
Okay.
And then, when we got to Mario 64, all of a sudden, it was up to me to literally wander around the various worlds of the Mushroom Kingdom.
It's great.
And I got to explore every nook and cranny of it. And then all of a sudden, that was like the peak of I'll ever get to explore the Mushroom Kingdom.
Because you've already explored it.
No.
How do you have another first impression of the universe?
I explored little nooks and crannies of it. Same thing with Mario RPG. Because of the game design, you got to see a bunch of different areas of the Mushroom Kingdom, but you didn't get to actually go out and explore every little nook and cranny of the Mushroom Kingdom. There's a huge possibility for Mario games that just start taking a different approach, is what I'm saying. And they don't want to try to take a different approach. And I feel like they could, especially with the hardware they have now, because they have innovative controls that
they
could
use.
That's
why they have the Mario and Luigi series. That's why they have the Paper Mario series, to give you new perspectives and to explore
the
Mushroom
Kingdom. But we're
not talking
about the DS. I'm talking about the full-blown
console titles. No, that's on the Wii games.
Super Paper Mario was on the Wii.
Yeah, but
Paper Mario was on the N64. Or
not a spin-off. I'm talking about a core Mario title.
It is a core Mario title.
No, that's a Paper Mario title.
Okay, well, Mario RPG wasn't a core Mario title. That was a spin-off.
Yeah, but that's why I tried to tie it in with Mario 64.
You can tie in the Paper
Ones, too. I was talking about me growing up, going through and seeing some of these universe, because they gave me a fucking taste, and then they pulled away and said, that was the Mario universe.
So instead, with Mario Sunshine, you explored a different world. With Mario Galaxy, you explored planets.
Yeah, but the planets weren't.
They're giving you new areas.
The bottom line is habitats.
Tim doesn't want to grow up. He's a Toys R Us kid.
What up, Joe?
Not much, Mustin.
You know what today is? DCT birthday.
Oh, hell no. What's up, dog?
That's right. We got to lay down our props.
DCT. DCT, motherfucker. My homie. Yeah. Birthday boy. Crazy Cracker represent. Make some noise. DCT. DCT, bitch. My homie. Whip your dick out, son. Birthday boy. Drink some beers. Make some noise. Party, nigga. Yo, it's your big day, 21 at last. Spend the night with your friends, getting drunk off your ass. Down at the clubs, having a blast. Nailing the hoes like a hard and fast. Tell them you saw your mate, the fat beats. They follow you home, throw them down on the sheets. Going at a hard like bunnies and heat. You know you're the man, yeah, you're fucking lead. So now it's round noon, 12 more hours to go. Hit some more clubs, get another birthday hoe. Get high as a kite and drink a 4-0. Oh shit, that's too much, looks like you're gonna blow. You run outside, puking in a drain. You fall on your face and it's starting to rain. At least I wasn't sad, you think in your brain. Hope you had a great fucking birthday, Dwayne. DCT.
Oh man, homie, man, DCT, man. He always go with me.
Birthday boy.
A.K.A. the big shot, not the shot you're thinking of, but the baddest brother on the block. Yeah. And he speaks to all the boys and girls, ever miss a music, bitch, come take over the world. All these players try to hate, but they just a bunch of fucks. DCT's so sick, could drop the beat with his nuts. So happy birthday, Dwayne, hope you're out getting drunk. And as a special birthday present, here's Jared to bring the funk.